You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. In some ways, it feels like we have information overload about the coronavirus pandemic. Constant briefings and news stories, experts and amateurs arguing on Twitter, links flying around Facebook and group chats. But the truth is, in some ways, we're still flying by the seat of our pants when it comes to responding to the COVID-19 outbreak. Dr. Rajiv Shah is president of the Rockefeller Foundation and led the U.S. Agency for International Development from 2010 to 2015, leading, among other things, the U.S. response to the Ebola outbreak in West Africa in 2014 and the humanitarian effort to help Haiti recover from a devastating earthquake in 2010. He says to tackle any problem at this scale, you simply have to have the data.
For the response to be effective and significantly accelerated, we have to move from panic and posturing to a deeply data-driven response. I had a role in supporting the Ebola response, particularly leading it in West Africa in 2014. And what we found there is once we started being really focused on a few key metrics, we were able to be much, much more effective at overcoming that crisis.
What are those key metrics?
Well, the first one is knowing where people are positive. Having the data on who's positive is critical. And here in the United States right now, the testing regime is simply not working effectively. We need much, much broader access to testing. And political leaders, health system leaders should be tracking how long it takes for a person with symptoms to access a test and get a confirmed diagnosis as quickly as possible.
Are there other experiments that we can try based on technology that exists now?
Absolutely. I think we can create predictive analytic tools to identify where crises are likely to become mini outbreaks. We can identify social distancing, where it's working, where it's not working. We should be using those types of tools to ask every single frontline healthcare worker who is right now a hero on the front lines of a battle, whether or not they have safe and effective access to protective equipment. That real-time data will help governors, mayors, and ultimately the president allocate resources in a manner that meets needs.
Right. When you say we can use predictive analytics to point to a future hotspot, what data is that based on?
Well, in the past, the Centers for Disease Control helped develop a tool to do this with foodborne illnesses, and they were able to use search data and connect it to their location codes and find out, you know, was there a restaurant or a specific place that had seemed to be the point of origin for a risk or the creation of a set of symptoms that then require the search and the subsequent tracked activity. Those tools will only become more powerful at predicting with real geographic specificity where the crisis is going to appear.
Dr. Rajiv Shah is president of the Rockefeller Foundation. I really urge you to listen to our full conversation in the Marketplace Tech podcast. We talked much more about privacy, big data, and balancing the need for collecting data quickly with people's rights to their own information. Find that wherever you like to download. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.